A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. On Holy Thursday this past week, I went to the 7 p.m. Mass at our parish with my twin 10-year-old daughters. After Mass, we joined the procession over to our parish hall where the altar of repose was set up for adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. I've gone to the Holy Thursday Mass before with my daughters, and this time we came prepared to spend some time in adoration. I brought their journals and the Bibles they were given on their First Communion. We spent several minutes in silence together with other parishioners, and then soon both girls were busily writing in their journals. Minutes passed, and then an hour, and then around 9:15 my head began to nod, and I looked up and caught one daughter's eye. "Are you finished?" I whispered. "Are you ready to go home?" She shook her head and responded with intensity, "I don't want to leave." Her earnestness reminded me of Mary Magdalene, how difficult it must have been for her to leave the body of Jesus in the tomb after his crucifixion, and how early she rose that Sunday morning to be close to Jesus in any way she could. And I can hear the pathos in her statement to the man she thinks is the gardener, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." And maybe her deep desire for the Jesus she thinks she will find blinds her temporarily to the Jesus that is there in front of her and the very person she assumes to be the gardener. But when he calls her name, she knows him. Earlier in John's Gospel, Jesus gives a parable in which he reveals that he is the good shepherd who knows his sheep by name, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. This is a covenant of mutual attention between shepherd and sheep. The sheep know the voice of the good shepherd so that even when they cannot see him or feel him or smell him, they recognize his voice. The voice that calls them by name. In our gospel today, Mary is tuned to the voice of Jesus, the voice of her shepherd, friend, and Lord. And when he speaks her name, Mary, she knows him. A few years ago, my mother, Margie, was invited to speak at an annual celebration for the feast of Mary of Magdala. She chose for her scripture this reading of Mary being named in the garden by Jesus. She reflected, "There is something about being lovingly named that allows us to drop our masks and instead glimpse the sacred." In my imaginings, Mary not only knew immediately that she was seeing Jesus, but she might also in that instance have experienced herself as Jesus saw her. As we enter into this Easter season more fully with each passing day, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus and of life that is stronger than death. But I wonder sometimes if it is a temptation to think of Jesus in more general terms than specific, as the Lord of the universe that is somehow removed and distant from our personal everyday human lives. The image presented in today's gospel is a majestic one of the Lord of life, but it is also a deeply personal one, of the God of the universe whose light cannot be quenched by death, who also knows each of us individually, who calls us by name. As I sat in front of the Blessed Sacrament with my daughters on Holy Thursday, I experienced simply being in the presence of Jesus. I felt like the peasant who told St. John Vianney about adoration, "I look at him and he looks at me." And I think that's why my girls didn't want to leave the Adoration Chapel, why they stayed until the very end, way past their bedtime, way past mine, because they felt seen, known, treasured, loved, named. And they saw new, treasured, and named Jesus in return. In today's gospel, Jesus appears to Mary in the midst of her anxiety and grief, and he calls her by name and gives her a job to do. In Jesus' eyes, Mary is not only a disciple and a friend, she is also a preacher, and he commissions her to be the first preacher of the good news of the resurrection. "Go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." We are a resurrection people, called to preach the hope and wonder of life that is stronger than death. During this holy season of Easter, might our own ears be attuned like Mary's, to hear the voice of the risen one calling us by name and commissioning us to go forth and preach this good news.